The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one you will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever we go into a room full of strangers and we want to set up a conversation, or whenever we want to build a relationship with someone, we introduce ourselves. Better still, if there is another friend who knows both the parties, we can get that friend to introduce us to one another. And today, PR firms are there who introduce their companies to the world at large. In today's gospel, John is introducing Jesus to his followers. And the message for us is that we too go out into our everyday lives and introduce Jesus to someone whom we feel possibly is ready to accept Jesus. The first reading has the same theme, why Isaiah is introducing Jesus to the people many, many years before Jesus shows up. Isaiah's message is simple. We are going to have the servant of God, the Son of God, come into the world. He further says that the Son of God is coming not only for the people of Israel, but for all peoples. Today, many, many years down the line, we can see how true those prophetic words were. John introduces Jesus, and he points the way to Jesus. For that to happen, John has to let go of his own ego. So far, a lot of people were surrounding him. And now he's telling his followers, "No, you go to that man." So the first thing, John had to let go of his ego. John had to let go of his followers. The second important message is John had to realize what his mission was and what the mission of Jesus was. And he knew his mission was to be the second person, not the first person. In all our churches and parishes, there are roles for everyone. Each one has its own role, whether it be lectors, ushers, Eucharistic ministers, musicians, altar servers, congregation. We all have our own role. And together we make up the body of Christ. John knew what his mission was. And each of you gathered here have been given a mission. And sometimes the mission may not be flashy, may not be to take center stage, but the mission may be to do the gentle work that a household requires. Maybe to be a mother to your children, maybe to be a father to your children, maybe to be a good spouse. The mission may not be big, but whatever mission you get, that mission is important. And if you do not fulfill the mission that God has for you, no one else is going to be able to fulfill it. It remains like a hole in the ozone layer. So each of us has been made unique and special and given a special mission. John realized that, and he realized that too well. Further, to be able to reach that stage of John where he is able to let go of his own needs, his own ego, his own need to be the center of the universe, like all of us, to be able to do that, he had to go down deep into his heart and find God there. He had to find in the silence of his heart who he really was and what was his relationship to God. And therefore, each of us is invited. If we have to fulfill the mission, we need to first be rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in God, in the person who dwells in the center of our hearts. If that is firm, then everything else just follows. That is the psalm that we always say, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything else will be given up to you." Can we spend time in quiet, accessing God within ourselves? Can we find the peace that we are all searching for deep within? The response of the psalm also speaks, the opening prayer spoke of peace in our times. And definitely, this is a time when we need to pray for peace. Maybe in our own lives, there's things not going wrong. Maybe physically we are sick, maybe financially we are in problems. Whatever's happening in our own lives, we are looking for peace. And then what about the world around us? There are times call for peace. And if each of us can be peaceful, then that peace can spread like vibrations to others. And so Jesus invites us to anchor ourselves on him so that we are peaceful people and we are able to spread that peace around. We are able to give that peace to those who need it. I'd like to conclude today's homily with a beautiful hymn on peace. And the words are very simple. And if any of you get the words, I invite you to join in. The words go like this: "No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give." So it's sung twice, and then I sing the words. I'll repeat it once again as I move over to the piano. "No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. When I look around and see all the things that affect me, it is only through Jesus Christ that I know that I get my peace."
Can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give.
If it helps you, you can close your eyes and place your hands in a gesture of surrender.
No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. When I look around and see all the things that threaten me, and I seem to lose my peace in a world that's not at ease, no one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. Says my risen Christ to me, this the peace I give to thee, not the peace the world doth give, but a peace that set one free. Together. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. No one can give to me that peace which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. Which my risen Lord, my risen King can give. Let us be silent and feel the peace of Christ within us.